Vietnamese.
Em hay là gió xuân đang về đưa em vào mái thơm mùa thề. Em hay là nắng mai phơi thêm đôi khi là khói sang đầu đêm. Em hay là cánh mây bên trời.
Vietnamese pop star Lê Huê, whose music featured at an event last weekend to celebrate Vietnamese culture and to give Czechs a chance to sample some aspects of the traditions and cultural life of a significant minority living in their midst. The first Vietnamese immigrants came to this country in the communist era, when Vietnam sought to bolster its skilled workforce by sending thousands of students and guest workers to socialist Czechoslovakia for training and experience. When the wall came down in 1989, a large number of the Vietnamese here decided to stay instead of returning to communist Vietnam. According to official estimates, there are now around 40,000 Vietnamese living in the Czech Republic. Although a lot of these are highly qualified, their inability to speak Czech meant that they followed the lead of countless Asian immigrants elsewhere by opening shops or stalls in markets. Not speaking Czech also meant that this older generation of Vietnamese kept themselves very much to themselves. As a result, many Czechs now view the Vietnamese as a closed society of foreign market traders, who live in this country but are not really part of Czech society. Hanna Dankova is a volunteer from Club Hanoi, an organisation that seeks to forge links between the Czech and Vietnamese communities here. She says it's high time for many Czechs to reassess their views on Vietnamese immigrants.
Last Monday we went to the town and we were trying to make a survey with the people about what do they know about Vietnamese people living here and about Vietnam. And we asked them what is the perception of Vietnamese people, also in media, what is the image that media creates about Vietnamese people. And all the answers were that these are people who are selling on the marketplaces. Sometimes you see them selling in the stalls with the vegetables. And we asked the people who were around 40, 30, 50, so not very, very young people. And nobody of them realized that there is new generation of Vietnamese growing up. They are studying at the universities, that they have really good marks. So I think that the perception of Vietnamese community is still very stereotype.
This stereotypical view of Czechs is one of the reasons why Club Hanoi organized their Vietnamese festival at the weekend. Appropriately entitled Beyond the Marketplace, it sought to highlight the richness of Vietnamese culture and also featured things like fashion shows, exhibitions and workshops showcasing the achievements of young second-generation Vietnamese who are working and studying here.
Để những khi xa rời anh còn em như ta mới yêu thì xin cho anh làm sông trôi về bên hẹn.
One member of this new generation of Vietnamese is economics student Thu Ha Nguyen. She first came here at the age of 10 with her mother and brother to join her father, who had been studying here in the 1980s. Although her mother now runs a shop, Thu Ha has no intention of following her behind the counter, and instead wants to forge a career in the business world once she graduates from university. Although she still feels very Vietnamese, Thu Ha has lived here so long, she admits to not being sure sometimes precisely which culture she belongs to.
It's a combination of Vietnamese and Czech, and it's very strange because sometimes I want to do something, but in Vietnamese culture I can't do it. Yeah, and sometimes I feel like it's better to be Czech person, but I always say that I am still a Vietnamese girl, so I have to behave like Vietnamese. I look like Asian girl, so I can't behave like European girl, yeah. So that's why sometimes Asian culture and Vietnam, it's more close than Czech for me.
Nevertheless, there are some aspects of the Czech way of life which Thu Ha clearly appreciates.
I like the most here in Czech is that we don't have to study a lot. In Vietnamese, we study in the morning, afternoon, and in the evening. I find my parents or Vietnamese parents are stricter than Czech families because it's an Asian mentality, and they bring us to have respect to teacher, to old people, and we have to be nice in society. Yeah.
In many ways, says Hannah Dankova, Czechs could learn a lot from the Vietnamese here, with their work ethic, traditional values, and strong sense of community.
I think that what Vietnamese can bring to Czech society is the ability to hold together. The Czech society is, maybe it's a heritage of the communism, but it's very fragmental. You know, the people, they have few friends, and very often it's difficult for people to establish some really deep, like, social networking, and often they are living for their own. This doesn't exist in Vietnam, because traditionally the Vietnamese society was built not on individual, but on the community style of living. So the people are really holding together, they are cooperating, and that's why they are so successful here. If you imagine that this is a nation who came from other side of the world, from totally different culture, and they are successful here, this is because they can be very hardworking and hold together, and they can support each other. So I think this is what Czech people can learn from them.
In some ways, the upcoming generation of Vietnamese has integrated so successfully that there are fears in the community that their Vietnamese identity is gradually being eroded. With so many pupils of Vietnamese origin winning Czech language competitions and assimilating smoothly into Czech society, it's little wonder that Vietnam is becoming an increasingly distant and even foreign country for some ethnic Vietnamese, particularly those who have been born here. It's a problem that many older Vietnamese have now acknowledged. As a result, a number of Vietnamese schools that teach the language and history of that country have opened up in the Czech Republic in the past few years. Having lived in Vietnam until she was 10, Thu Ha still has a strong sense of her Vietnamese identity. Nevertheless, after growing up in the Czech Republic, even she hesitates to call Vietnam home, and is not sure if she wants to go back there to live someday.
I was thinking about that a lot, because I have Czech friends here, and I have been here for a long time, so it's difficult to be in a new environment. But I think I want to go to Vietnam for some time, like a year, 2 years, and I will find if I want to really stay there, because now it's for me new environment. It's a long time I have been not there, so I think it changed a lot. I think people change and everything change, so I have to go there to find if really, really it's my Vietnam I always imagine.